Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
On the Run. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the 1993 movie The Fugitive, there is a now-removed image of a face. The origin of the image remains a mystery, but some say it's the haunting from a late 19th century disaster. This is the fugitive ghost.
Ooh, I've never heard of this before, and I'm intrigued.
If you're not familiar with the movie The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, I'm not going to give anything away, but here is a summary. Wrongfully accused of murdering his wife, Richard Kimball, played by Harrison Ford, escapes from the law in an attempt to find her killer and clear his name. Pursuing him is a team of U.S. Marshals, led by Deputy Samuel Gerard, Tommy Lee Jones, a determined detective who will not rest until Richard is captured. Now, as a side note, there's going to be a few side notes to this relatively short story. That movie is based on a real case, which maybe we'll talk about in the future. It's based on a real-life doctor who Harrison Ford plays in the movie, Sam Shepard. It's two P's in Shepard, not the Sam Shepard.
The playwright
and the actor, yes.
Yeah.
Who on April 6, 1970, was convicted of murdering his pregnant wife in a trial that caused a media frenzy in the 1950s. After a decade in prison, Shepard was released following a retrial. So it turned out he was innocent.
Wow.
And that's what The Fugitive is loosely based on. During a filming of the scene where a prison bus crashes into a train, it's not a huge spoiler, but it does happen in the movie, things crash.
Things crash, yeah. This movie is like packed with action. This is not a spoiler.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good
movie.
It's
definitely worth checking out if you haven't. But you might want to check it out because of this. But only if you have it on VHS. An unexpected presence, perhaps even supernatural, made its way onto camera. If you closely observe the moment when Harrison Ford's character looks up from inside the train wreckage, you might see what seems to be the face of a man in a hat looking down at the camera.
Whoa. And it's only on VHS.
For a reason. This haunted anomaly was confirmed by a member of production. He says that no one could identify the man. And at the time, that his image was digitally removed from the DVD copy of the movie. However, if you have a VHS copy, the image lives on.
You still get that little bonus. Now I'm going to be looking for VHS. I bet I have one at home, honestly, in my parents' house.
Actually, let's listen to a soundbite about this.
There is one thing, and it's not in the DVD. I've seen the movie countless times. When you work on a film, you look at it a lot. And when I was making the transfer for this DVD, this is a brand new transfer with a new process, there is a shot which is not in the DVD because I took it out, but in every other version of the picture, of when Harrison looks up, the train is on top of him, and he looks up like that, and there's an upshot, and there is a man looking in the camera. And I've never seen him before in my life. And he's been there for 7 years now. And I, looking at when I saw on this big monitor, I said, and he just moved his head ever so slightly. He's wearing a hat. And I said, what is that? Where did that come from? Well, we took him out. He's gone in digital. He doesn't live there anymore. He lives somewhere else. He lives in the digital world. But that was a surprise because none of us had ever seen this director, Dennis, the editor. We And we're all shocked and quite glad that he's gone away. But
oh, okay.
There's some validity to whatever it is.
Yeah, I've never heard this before, and it's very interesting because, again, when I think back on the movie, there's so many moments. It's such a good movie. It's, in my opinion, one of Harrison Ford's best work, and it's you know, pretty iconic. But to have this like little nugget in this like very action forward, like very dramatic, very intense movie, like it gives it just like a little bit more like mystery. And I love that I've never heard this before. There's so much to love about this movie.
Now, there is a possible ghostly, haunted, supernatural, dark connection.
Mm.
The scene was filmed in Dillsborough, North Carolina, not too far away from the site of the 1882 Cowie Tunnel disaster, where on December 30th, 1882, again, we're taking another, there's another aside here, going mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. directions, trying Love to keep it. Up. Where on December 30th, 1882, 19 convicts died while working on a chain gang across the Tuckasegee River near Dillsborough, North Carolina. I hope I'm saying that correctly. While building the Cowie Tunnel.
Mm.
When the boat they were on capsized and 19 of them were not saved.
Wow.
So some were saved, some weren't. 19, because they were in a chain gang, the chains weighed them down,
yeah.
and they died. And some say it's part of a haunting from that disaster.
Yeah, in the movie The Fugitive, too. No
so,
less.
Yeah, so,
you know?
So there's a real crime connection
yeah.
in
maybe.
A way. And another aside, the train that we're talking about, as far as I know, is still there. It's
wow.
an abandoned train that is just still sitting there on the tracks.
Wow. I mean, some might say that spirits of these people who died so horribly reaching out through time and space to give a larger message to the public about their pain and what happened to them, their stories.
I always say in a movie or TV show, if somebody finds a VHS tape and puts it in, nothing good can come of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's never anything good can come of it. However, if you have a VHS copy of The Fugitive, something good might come of it, or you can just look online and see it yourself.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.